We continue on talking about the general plan update on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director David Gonzalez and Assistant CRA Director of Development Quincy Yaley. Quincy Yaley, next question to you. We talked a little bit about the upcoming steps for the general plan this coming Wednesday and the Board of Supervisors meeting at 4 p.m. It's going to go before the Planning Commission. You know, what's going to happen at that meeting and what is the layout going to look like?
So at 4 p.m. we'll start the Planning Commission meeting, and the format will be slightly different than our typical public hearings. They will still open the meeting. We'll have a staff presentation on the general plan put on by myself, and our staff and our consultants will be there as well. And then the public hearing portion of the project, the public comment portion of the meeting will open. And anyone, whether you're for the project or against the project or just have general comments that you'd like to make, everyone will have 3 minutes to give their testimony, their comments on the project. And then at the conclusion of that, the public comment portion, the conversation then goes back to the planning commissioners for deliberation and further questions. And so they will be making a recommendation on the project. They are not the decision-making group for the general plan update. And right now we tentatively have the Board of Supervisors hearing the project on January 3rd, also at 4 p.m.
So in the supervisors meeting, how will that be different? Will it pretty much be the same format?
It's the same format. And so all of the comments that were made during the Planning Commission meeting will be summarized and given to the board members. And then people can come again. They can say the same thing. They can add on to it however they'd like. So just because you speak at one meeting doesn't preclude you from coming to another one and speaking there as well. Also, any written testimony can be given during that meeting as well. At both those meetings.
Sometimes with county government meetings, hear about the first reading, second reading, third reading. So supervisors on January 3rd, if they want to pass it, they can approve it that day, correct?
Correct. The general plan update is just a resolution, and there's not a second reading of it for the general plan. And so, if they choose to make a decision on the 3rd, that would be the final decision by the local agency.
David Gonzalez, anything else to add on these topics and the upcoming meetings?
Yeah, I want to say that, you know, the responses that we got and that Quincy and the team worked so hard on, as we'll get into later, is very typical. We didn't see anything that was, those outliers. It was something that was of concern. We did, categorize them, as Quincy can touch upon, and work through them. And those responses were something that something I would typically see in any other jurisdiction as well. So that's comforting to know that our expertise and the team, we addressed most of those types of things that we had, that, as Quincy referred to, as a local flavor, that she incorporated that with our experts out there. So, and as we go through this, and the community starts to voice their opinion, we do want and encourage people to come and participate as we get through, keeping the process moving forward and discussions later about this document it's a living document. It'll carry on. And just because we pass it, if the board does make a final action, doesn't mean that we can't go back on it and touch things up. And as future boards come in, they can direct staff to go and look at certain other areas that may come up. A new law is passed, things change. And it's a living document as we move forward.
Quincy Yaley, those common themes, were there a list that you identified?
So in the final EIR, there's a section in the beginning that we just titled the master responses, because there were a lot of common concerns raised by people from the public. And so those topics, as I mentioned, are in the final EIR, available online for people to review. And the topics that we addressed were our agricultural policies, wildfire and safety, wildlife policies, the questions about population projections, which we talked a little bit about today, as well as questions about the zoning versus the general plan and the requirement for those two things to match up and be consistent with each other. So we got probably over 300 comments individually, if you start to separate out all the letters and things like that. But there were 5 common themes.
Also, once the general plan is finalized and approved, can you elaborate a little bit more about kind of what the next steps are in the process and what happens after that?
Yeah, so the board has identified a couple of projects they want us to take on after the general plan's updated. That includes updating community plans, as well as looking at the overall zoning code. But in addition to that, out of the general plan and the environmental impact report comes mitigation measures. And so there are things that we are going to be required to implement as a result if the general plan is approved. One of those is a climate action plan, which addresses the reduction of greenhouse gases. And so there are some timelines on those requirements that are in the general plan and in the final EIR. And so those also get thrown into the calendar that we will be addressing once the general plan's finished.
David Gonzalez, anything else to add?
Well, that's one of the things that the public needs to understand, that once this is done, it's really not just done after the hearings. You know, our staff and the board and our new CAO have to provide the resources and the team to make sure that we actually follow up on those things. As Quincy mentioned, the climate action plan, that's a whole separate policy document. Implementing the housing code update and the zoning code, those are the implementation processes that we need to make sure we follow and ensure the community that we are following up to do the things that we promised.
Those community plans that you mentioned too, kind of future steps, those tie in directly to the general plan?
Yeah, we have five community plans for different geographic areas in the county. And this round of the general plan update, the 2018 general plan update, didn't really go in and touch those general plans because it really needs to be a community-based planning effort from each of those individual communities led by, again, outside consultants who update community plans all the time. And again, that's where another example of where we match local flavor with technical expertise. They take it through a public outreach process. Go through and update policies and land use designations within those areas.
Are you really encouraging people to come out to the meeting coming up on Wednesday and give their input?
Of course. It's our final, well, it's not the final, but it's our second to last, review of it before it goes to the Board of Supervisors. And so, yeah, public is always welcome. If they're not comfortable speaking at the microphone, written testimony can be written in is just as valid.
Got just a couple minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. As we mentioned, a huge thing being taken up by the county and the CRA staff. David Gonzalez, anything else we didn't mention that'd be worth noting to the public?
Yeah, well, I want to finish this up because as we went through this, Quincy and I have tried to enjoy this process. I've enjoyed meeting the community as we go through and catching the local flavors, Quincy so eloquently stated. And we tried to keep a theme about this. And Quincy had a great idea trying to explain the simple in simplistic terms, what the general plan is about. It's about layers, and we've used some colorful examples about cakes, and we've handed out cupcakes at events to try to get people have a little levity and a little bit of fun, as we move through this project. And we will try to keep the cooks, which is our Board of Supervisors, with their cook hats on that Quincy had presented at one of the meetings to them. Try to keep them smiling and engaged, but also let the folks know that we are real people and we are trying to engage and listen, but at the same time try to have some fun with this document because it is an intense process. So, Quincy, you want to add about your ideas about the food theme is what she called it, and I thought it was great.
Well, it's been a long process, and our staff, we owe it to the public to get this document in front of the decision makers. And so, we've kind of baked the cake. We put it in the oven. We pulled it out. We let everybody have a piece of it. They told us what they thought, and now it's time for the final critics. So, yes, please come out and participate. Come to our public meetings, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Again, the Tuolumne County Planning Commission going to take up review of the general plan on December 19th at 4 p.m. in the Board of Supervisors meeting room. And then right now the plan is for the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors coming up on January 3rd, same location at 4 p.m. Thank you so much both for coming in today.
Thanks, BJ.
Thanks, BJ.
And a programming note, we'll be taking a couple weeks off from Motherlode Views due to the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Our next Motherlode Views will be coming up the weekend of January 5th and 6th. We'll see you back then.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.